Hi, my name is Jeff Hobbs, and in 1993, I was introduced to an opportunity to join the Midtown Community Court. I didn't know exactly what that was at the time, but I knew that it was an experimental project aimed at quality of life crimes. The 90s was a terrible time, a time when crime was not cloaked under darkness, but in broad daylight. Crack cocaine dealers would whisper as I walked by, crack and coffee for breakfast. It didn't matter who you were with. They didn't seem to care. You could be with your mother, your child, it didn't matter to them. Prostitutes were flashing their wares along the West Side Highway as you drove by. Public urination, public intoxication, X-rated movie theaters. So I was intrigued when offered an opportunity to work with the Black Associations, NYPD, the Schubert Organization, and other concerned individuals to bring back some normalcy to a community in turmoil. We also worked very closely with the community police officer patrols. They would give us a list of hot spots where these unsightly conditions existed, and we would demonstrate our commitment to help change the landscape by painting over graffiti as fast as the perpetrators scrawled them. We had approximately a dozen community service sites. The traditional court system wasn't prepared to help with social issues. The Midtown Community Court came in with social workers, drug counselors, on-site TB and HIV testing. Of course, everyone didn't qualify for services. For instance, if they were chronic offenders who never showed up for their counseling or community service mandates, they may get jail. Today, I am proud to say that through the collaboration with the community partners, with the police department, that today you could walk by and not feel intimidated. You're not hearing anyone selling drugs. Businesses are bustling. The economy is back in the area again. Schools are opening up and not closing down. And people are feeling a lot better because it's a much safer community. When we first started in 1993, the Midtown Court was an experiment. But now, we're no longer an experiment. We're an example that shows when everyone is on the same page and willing to put in the work, we can overcome what appears to be insurmountable odds.